The one whom prophets foretold has appeared. His infant face now shines upon us. He is the true light who shines into our darkness. A heavy shadow hangs over his creation, and he will not ignore it. His land is shrouded with suffocating dark, and he will not let it be. For he is the light. Praise the one who breaks the darkness with his redeeming light. This darkness fell upon us in Eden. Through one man's rejection of God and his word, death became reality. And now haunted are the sons and daughters of Adam, terrorized by evil, tormented by guilt and shame, weighed down by grief, and mortified by death. And this life only brief glimmers shine through the ever-present storm clouds, but brief glimmers of God's promise to give us hope. On this holy night 2,000 years ago, a thick curtain of darkness hovered over the Bethlehem stable. A shunned mother with a seeming illegitimate son is sheltered with a reluctant surrogate father. No family, none of theirs, will take them in. And no light is shining upon them from on high. No midwives are standing by at the ready. Not even a proper birthing bed or a cradle for the child. For this young woman and her infant son, the world is broken. It will be a tragic struggle for this unwed mother. The surrogate father will always be doubted. And the son himself will be considered nobody. Can anything come, good, come out of Nazareth? They said of him. See, the eyes of man are dark. They can't see the reality in these unlit days. We see only darkness in our world, in our life, and in ourselves. But when we gather together in this sanctuary, something happens. Our eyes are truly opened, and we're given hope. See, you are enlightened by God's word with eyes of faith, illuminated by the word of promise. Something about tonight, Christmas Eve, calls even the most despairing out of the woodwork. Much like Easter, I think what it is that you know you won't be let down by this holy night. Amongst the readings and the carols, or from the sacrament, or even just from the candles, you'll know the central truth of the Christian faith will be proclaimed. Even those candles testify to the truth that our light has appeared. Jesus Christ, our Savior, appeared, bringing salvation for all people. That makes this a gospel night, a night of good news. For in the midst of darkness, a light has burst forth. The heavens even have opened, and the glory of the Lord has appeared to you. Storm clouds are breaking, and the darkness scattering. For the glory of God shines out from that stable stall, from that lowly manger, from that virgin mother, from the small child named Jesus. For he will save them from their sins. Hope in a child bursting onto the scene. The only begotten Son of God taking on flesh and being born of an earthly mother. Born like us, so that we, like him, will never die. It's a glorious light. But did anyone notice? To everyone there in Bethlehem, or mostly everyone, it seemed just another dark chapter in the dismal history of man. Another unwed mother having an illegitimate child. And that's how our Lord is born, in utter humility. God was made creature amongst his creation in Jesus, forced to live amongst animals and rest in a manger bed. Later, we will say of him that we esteemed him not. At least that's what Isaiah said. Such it began there at the manger, and it continued all the way. The boy caught an ear or two when he spoke in the temple. They thought maybe this guy was something special. Some took notice of the carpenter's son and his word. Later, multitudes would gather to hear him speak, and many would be fed by his miraculous feedings. Even John's apostles would come and say, "Are you the one? Or should we wait for another?" But finally, in the end, when push came to shove, nearly everyone scattered. We esteemed him not. Who stayed by Jesus until the bitter end? Only a few women, his mother, and St. John. The rest of the world hid in fear, having rejected the Christ at the cross, just like they ignored him when he was born in lowly manger. Well, that's not quite true. Not quite everyone ignored him. From this lowly cattle shed, Christ himself brings into existence a new Israel, beginning first with a holy family, mother and earthly father. It is multiplied into a holy nation. The message first reaches the shepherds in the field. Angels from realms of glory shone with the brightness of Christ's own light. And shepherds are given a sign. A sign of the good shepherd wrapped in swaddling cloths. And so first, we have Mary and Joseph worshiping their newborn king and son. And then shepherds join them in holy adoration. And then in 12 days, Magi will greet him from afar. Later, disciples and apostles will be gathered to him. And finally, on Pentecost, and now in his church, his Holy Spirit gathers a great heavenly host to join with his angels and archangels in praising God. It began at his birth. He establishes by his birth and his resurrection a holy nation, a new Israel, you, a priesthood, a church of his own body. And so tonight we remember the beginning of the end of the darkness, for it is defeated, and the beginning of the redeemed of God. Your yoke of burden is broken by Christ. The staff of command is cracked. The rod of the oppressor is shattered. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The King has come and established his nation, although at this time he's infant lowly and nothing much to look at. Not much to look at either when he establishes his church by dying upon the cross. Doesn't change the truth. He is the true heir of David, whose kingdom will have no end. His light shines with everlasting light, banishing all gloom and sadness, and enlightening the hearts of all mankind. It's here within Christ's hallowed halls that he never ceases to shine. You knew this would be true tonight, whether from the candles or the readings or the carols. You knew his light would shine forth into your darkness. How could any Christian on this night avoid the brilliance of Jesus? It's pretty hard to wreck Christmas. All you have to do is sing a carol or two, and the true light shines through. But did you know that that light shines here every week? We rejoice in the same way every week. Think of what we just sang. Glory to God in the highest. The song of the angels at Christ's birth. We sing every week. Did you know that Christ conceived, born, suffered, dead, risen, and ascended rules over his kingdom here each week? When I'm teaching the children, I always ask them, what do kings have? They usually get the crown part. The thing they often miss is the throne. The prophets foretold of Christ's throne. One of our hymns even sang of being enthroned in the Virgin's womb. And now our Lord sits here upon his throne, dispensing his own blood-bought righteousness for you, his holy subjects. In his holy church, Christ governs the hearts of all with his holy word. And he establishes his holy habitation here and upholds it with his justice and his righteousness. Righteousness given to you, forgiving your sins, granting you the promise of life and salvation won. That's a bright light. That's good news. That's gospel. And in that light, darkness can no longer abide. The brilliance of Christ's mercy banishes the darkness to the depths of hell. So while our lives still have darkness now, while we remain in the flesh, we know where to go for the true light. We know that while we remain here in the flesh, the light only peeks through when Christ is heard and received. We are not without hope, for we know and we receive this true light. We know where he dwells, where his kingdom is established, where we are with him and he with us. It's here that heaven and earth kiss each other. We receive now in part, and then we will know fully. In the end, darkness will scatter, sadness be banished forever, and all sorrow cease. Only in the light of this infant babe will the light shine forever, and of his peace there will be no end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.